In this week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayera, it says that Avram Avinu made a meal, a suda, b'yom higomel es Yitzchak, which literally means that after Yitzchak was finished nursing, he nursed for a year or two, and he's finished nursing, then Avram made a big party. But the Chazal, Tosfos quotes from Chazal, that higomel he gimel is eight, referred to the meal of the Bris Mila. That when Yitzchak had the Bris Mila, so not only do you make a Bris Mila, but you also make a meal together with the Bris Mila. And that's what we do when we have certain mitzvahs, like a person makes a chasana. It doesn't just have the chuppah, but you also have a big meal. You have a suda. And there's a question whether at the meal you should specifically serve meat and wine, or could you have milchiks at the meal? So we know when we have a wedding, we always have meat and wine. We don't just have a milchik wedding. Because as Rav Shechter pointed out, that's in Simcha, the Iker Simcha is to have a Basar V'yayim. As Rav Shechter pointed out, by a bris, he thinks you should have Basar V'yayim. But the minig is that, as Rav Shechter pointed out, the minig is that a bris we usually don't have. We have milchiks at a bris. And why is that? So as Rabbi Willer pointed out, because usually you have a bris in the morning. Who enjoys to have meat in the morning? You don't enjoy it. So that's not a simcha. And also, the Maram Shik says, because since the baby is crying, it's Tzara the Yanuka, the baby's crying, so we want to have the simcha is not as great by a bris mila. So, and the halacha is, that God forbid, if somebody loses a parent and he's in the avelus, so he's not allowed to go to a wedding. He can't hear the music, as Rav Mati points out. He can't participate in the wedding. But for a bris mila, the Ashkenazim have a practice that you can't eat at a bris mila either. But the Sfardim, as the Chidah says, they can eat at a bris mila, because a bris mila is a lower level of a simcha. And the Svardim don't have this practice, and they can eat even at a bris mila, but everyone should. And the minhag also is not to invite to a bris mila, because we're afraid that the person won't come, and therefore he's considered like excommunicated. So the minhag, the practice is not to invite to a bris mila, but we have at a wedding, as Rav Shechter pointed out, we have Basar V'yayin, because we have a simcha. As Hashem, but a wedding we invite to, but a bris mila we don't, because we're afraid that he won't come and it'll be menudah l'shamayim.